and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you tuned into the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 8, verse number 5. The Lord Jesus having come down from the place of the Sermon on the Mount, from that mountain, and a leper came to him and he healed him. And he's on his way to Capernaum, so evidently this mount is there around Capernaum, where the Lord taught and preached in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. It says here, Matthew 8, 5, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. You know, this is really a different and odd thing. The centurion would be a Roman, a Gentile, and there is a possibility, I guess he could be a Jew that was had bought into the Roman army at times and worked his way up through the ranks. I guess that's a possibility. He could be a partly Jew. But if we understand it right, he's probably a Gentile. But, you know, it's not out of the pale for him to possibly be part Jew. Nevertheless, he works and operates for a Gentile government, the Romans. So, and maybe he works for Herod. That's a possibility. He could work for Herod the Tetrarch. That's a possibility. And so Lord Jesus is coming to Capernaum, and this centurion, a officer over 100 or better men, comes begging him. That's what that word beseech means. It's more than ask. It's a strong cry, at the least, for help. And he says, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And so he says, I've got a man at home, and he's tormented by this palsy, just something fierce. He says, and saying, so he said, he's indicating that he wants Jesus to come help him. And Jesus saith unto the centurion, unto him, I will come and heal him. I'll come and heal him. The man has come to Jesus and asking and seeking, knocking, if you will. And Jesus says, I'll come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, and that's interesting, he says, Lord. Well, I wonder about this centurion, with the Sermon on the Mount being so close to Capernaum, and a great multitude at hand there, which the Romans would be interested in. Had this centurion heard the words of the Lord? Had he heard the preaching of the Lord Jesus and heard the truth of that? Had he heard that a man that builds his house upon the rock is a wise man, the rock of the Lord Jesus, but a man that builds his house on the sand of a multiplicity of heathen wicked gods is doomed? Did he hear that? The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. I'm not worthy, master. Rabbi, the centurion is calling the Lord that, master, rabbi, Lord. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. He said, I'm not worthy for you to come to my house, Lord. All you've got to say is let him be healed, and he'll be healed. This man believes that. For I, verse 9, am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. I said, I understand about authority. I understand about command. I understand that. I get it. I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. You say it because I understand how authority is. This man is declaring indeed that Jesus has authority over the palsy that his servant is experiencing. Listen to this. I just enjoy this verse so much. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. And you know what it is to marvel? To marvel is to be looking upon something and cannot believe what you are seeing is the truth. It is really happening before you. That's what to marvel is. You just cannot believe. I cannot believe, you know that expression, I cannot believe my eyes. That's what it means to marvel. When you're sitting there dumbfounded with your mouth, your jaw hanging open because you just can't believe what you're seeing. That's what it means to marvel. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, those that are around him, I see the centurion, he's most likely in his army uniform and equipment, talking to the Lord Jesus and calling him Lord and explaining to him that he understands about authority. He says, I understand about authority with my soldiers and with my servant. All you've got to do is say. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. What we can learn from a centurion. What we can learn from this centurion, and that's a wonderful study. There's three centurions in the scripture that we can learn something from. And from this one, from this centurion there in Capernaum, we learn that the Lord has all authority over everything. And Jesus declares, I've not found some so full of faith in Israel. No, not one. I've not found so great, no, not in Israel. I've not found this great of faith in Israel. He's talking about his nation, to whom he was sent. And I say unto you, verse number 11, that many shall come from the east and the west, and she'll sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. He says there's going to be folks that are going to be coming from farther than that of the Jews. And they're going to sit down with the fathers, and Abraham being the father of the faithful. And they're going to come, and they're going to be the unlikely citizens of the kingdom. You and I now wouldn't expect that they would be, but the Lord says they will be. And he says in verse 12, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. The ones so near to the word of God, so near to the nation of God, because of a lack of faith and believing and trusting in him, are going to be cast into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, which speaks about hell. Faith. Faith in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith in his authority. Faith that his word is the last word. The first and last word. And not that something else enters in, but that what the Lord Jesus says is the way that it is. And that's what I and you, what we need. He said, I've not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. He said, you're going to be surprised who comes and sits down in the kingdom with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But they will. And if you will, the ones that had the greatest privilege and being close to the oracle and word of God, many of them are going to be cast out into outer darkness, into hell, because of their lack of faith in the Lord. Verse number 13, and Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. So here, what we can learn from a centurion. There's two other centurions, and you can find one there in Acts chapter 10, who is searching and seeking after God, and all that he knows, what he knows from the law of Moses and the word of God through the Jews, he's looking to observe to the extent that he can as a Gentile, and praying unto the Lord and asking the Lord for help and understanding and wisdom. What we can learn from this centurion is the Lord Jesus' authority is the final authority and the one that we need. What we can learn from Brother Cornelius in chapter 10 of Acts is that you can go to the Lord. You can go to the Lord for help and whatever your need is. And then there's a third centurion that stands there and is in charge of the detail of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that man declares, after Jesus had given up the ghost and died, he declared, having heard all the things that the Lord said while he was on the cross, from Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, to it is finished, and into thy hands I commend my spirit. He declared, surely this man is the Son of God. And he is. He is the Son of God. What we can learn from three centurions, I pray that you know these things or will learn these things, that Jesus is indeed the way, the truth, and the life. If you don't have him as your Savior, repent of your sins and believe and trust in him. Maybe you're under the hearing of my voice and you are saved. You know the Lord has saved you, maybe recently, maybe years ago, but you're not following the Lord. The scripture declares that those saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, they have eternal life, but they should be obedient to the Lord in scriptural baptism and service of the Lord in his kind of church. Olmsted Baptist Church is one of those churches. We would look to receive you in any scriptural way that we can for the work and service that the Lord is calling you into in his church by his design. If we can help you in any way, please contact us, and I pray that you would hear the word of the Lord. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.